Welcome to Urban Tales, a podcast that delves into the minds of young entrepreneurs who move to New York City in search of professional development and maybe even some personal development along the way. I'm your host, Maya Sargent, and today I am joined by Bennett Byerly, co-founder of Verb Energy, a reimagined energy bar made with organic green tea to reduce the caffeine shakes without jeopardizing the energy source. Verb Energy bars come in a variety of different flavors, all of which are vegan and budget friendly. As a business that started on the college campus of Yale University, Bennett and his co-founders have since expanded to New York City. Today, Bennett and I will discuss how he found a gap in the market of the health and wellness industry, how they have launched their business by tailoring their brand to customer needs, and their focus on sustainability moving forward. Bennett, welcome to Urban Tales. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Really, I'm fascinated by Verb Energy because the health and wellness industry, especially in the States, is prolific at the moment. Mm-hmm. So if you could start by kind of describing Verb Energy, and for the listeners, describe the difference between Verb Energy in comparison to like a regular energy bar or caffeinated energy drink.
Absolutely. So we really started Verb Energy with the belief of how could we empower people to feel at their very best and think about human energy in a new way. The actual idea hit Matt, my co-founder, when he was standing in line for a coffee and a granola bar, paying too much for a coffee and granola bar and having the jitters and a crash afterwards, and really thought, why isn't there a better energy solution? And that problem really resonated with me. I was in college at the time too, and was turning to Red Bulls, 5 hours, Monsters, anything that would keep you going, but it wasn't really full of ingredients that I thought were good for me in the long run. I wasn't making the best decisions for me, and it wasn't really delicious, convenient, and accessible energy. And so we created Verb Energy to create caffeinated energy bars that were healthy, gluten-free, vegan, delicious ways for people to have energy on the go, caffeine solution that you could have in your pocket for under $2 a pop, and that would consistently make you feel really great through your day-to-day. So we started making it in our college dorm rooms. One thing led to another. We started making it out of a local bakery on campus and selling it on campus, and then raised a little bit of funding and were able to launch at scale. The three of us were co-founders at Yale. We started it during my freshman year, and then we really officially launched in May of 2018, which was my junior year.
So did you go into Yale with dreams of starting your own business whilst you were still in college?
Absolutely not. I was an ethics, politics, and economics major and was really interested in policy and going to law school one day. But I met Matt and Andre through a club and was really struck by their enthusiasm and passion for building something. And for me, the part that was most compelling was bringing something new to the world and solving a problem that I personally very much felt. And up to now, the part that I've loved the most is building a team and an organization and getting to learn how to bring something from nothing and grow it. And so it's been a really fun, very rewarding journey full of a lot of learnings.
So when did you make the decision then to transfer from where you were based in Yale to New York City? Was that straight after you graduated?
So Matt and Andre graduated a year before I did, and they moved to Boston right after college. Essentially, we were looking for a spot that was a short drive from New Haven or a train ride. But at the time, we were a little intimidated by the size and scale of New York. And so Matt and Andre picked Boston. Matt was from outside of Boston originally, and so the two of them lived there, and I would spend my senior year spending about a day or two a week in Boston. Then we based the company in Boston immediately after college, and then when COVID hit, we decided to relocate to New York. Really, the core of that story was we had started building out the team in Boston, but a lot of our team members at the time were interested in moving to New York, and for us, the largest brands in the direct consumer world and in consumer more broadly were all in New York. And we needed to learn from advisors and people who are more senior than us and people who had more experience than us. And New York was really the place to do it. And we've been super excited by the transition, have loved being in New York. We were fortunate to get what we love as a great office and are excited to be here for the long run.
What were some of the key differences you found then between growing your business in Boston and then transferring to New York?
Well, with New York, the energy is so palpable. And for us, I mean, it's cliche to say, but we're really attracted to the energy of an environment, the diversity of everyone in New York, people from all over the world, people from all different backgrounds and areas of expertise. It was really an amazing opportunity to bring together a diverse group of talented people to help us create a new company. And that New York really is the best place in the world to do that. It wasn't anything against Boston or anything. It was just when you have the opportunity to be in, I think, the best best city to start anything new, we should take that opportunity.
Absolutely. And so Verb, as of now, sells directly to customer. How did that kind of help or hinder you during the pandemic?
Yeah, well, we started as a direct consumer business. And so we sell all online and over text with our customers, and they can place orders just by texting with us directly. We started that way because we wanted to learn from our customers. We wanted to get real feedback from them, get to know them, get to build a relationship with them. And that would really help us make sure that the product was great, that the brand really stood out, that it resonated with people prior to launching in retail. And for a food business like ours, the opportunity to sell in stores is much larger, traditionally speaking, than selling online. But once you launch in retail, it becomes harder to communicate with customers, becomes harder to know who's purchasing your product and who the brand is resonating with. So we decided to start and grow direct consumer at first and grow throughout that. During the pandemic, we kept that up. I don't think that we were necessarily a company that benefited tremendously by being in the pandemic or a company that was hurt tremendously in the pandemic. But we emerged from the pandemic, and now we're at a place where direct consumer is still our primary business, but we are launching into retailers over the course of this next year across the country, and we're really excited.
So you said customers can text you to place an order. Do you think that's quite a modern development in the entrepreneurial space?
I think for us, it was really unique, and it was also a combination of our skill sets. So Andre, the third Verb co-founder, he was a software engineer by training and was able to think about the best way to build a platform to communicate with customers. So we actually have our own in-house text commerce platform that we built just for Verb. And what was awesome about that was from day one, when we were making Verb bars in our college dorm rooms, people would text us to place an order, and we were building relationships around that. People were telling us what they used about the bars. And we really wanted to replicate that at scale. And so this offered a great opportunity to do that. I do think it was a more creative approach than what traditional brands might see, but I think it really speaks to the core of the entrepreneurial journey that starts with solve a need for a customer and learn from the customer. And for us, that was really, really important from day one.
Do you think there are any other key differences about Verb that help you guys because you have such a young set of co-founders?
I don't know if I can attribute it to young set of co-founders, but what we tried to do with Verb was create a product that was not just a little bit better than everything else on the market, but something that was a significant improvement. If you're looking to change consumer behavior when people are used to just drinking coffee or drinking energy drinks and you offer them a new solution for it, it has to be a significantly better solution. It can't just be marginally better. So we created a product that was healthier, better tasting, more convenient, more affordable, and a better way to purchase it from a more exciting brand. And with that combination of competitive advantages, we've been able to find some space in the market and create some real enthusiasm from customers.
How have you found nosediving into the health and wellness industry? Was it daunting just because the market is so big right now?
It is a huge market. I would say there's a lot of opportunity. A lot of customers and people all across the country are looking for new products and new ways to energize themselves, to feel better throughout their day-to-day. And there is this large trend towards healthy, better for you food and beverage products more broadly that we very much wanted to be a part of. And within this space, there's so much opportunity that it felt very exciting. Yes, it was extremely competitive, but for us, that made it all the more fun. What we found from getting to know other people in the space is people are really collaborative, which is really exciting and I think differentiates the space from other areas for entrepreneurship. But it really is because many of these companies are founded because of a mission, like they're trying to create a better and healthier future for people. And that creates some shared camaraderie and collaboration. And in many situations, the growth of all of these new brands really benefit each other. It's more of that than kind of outright competition.
I think as well, one of the, I guess, stereotypes about the health and wellness industry is if it's good, it's expensive. How important was it for you to make Verb accessible?
Super important to make Verb accessible. I think that speaks to major problems around the world with when it comes to food insecurity. It should not require you to be well off to be able to afford to eat healthy. And that's very important to us. It is challenging. Like the reason that a lot of health and wellness brands are expensive is because certain ingredients and certain ways of making things are expensive. And that results from downstream policy implications and a lot of other factors that are hard for small startups to really combat. But what's exciting is when there are many companies working to be healthier and better for you, it creates a good market that drives down the cost of all of those healthier and better for you options. And we're fortunate to be a part of that. And we're proud of all of the ingredients that we put into our products and that it really can be a part of a very healthy, well-off diet. And we're always working to drive down our prices and make ourselves more accessible. And that's really important to us, is to be something that anyone across the country could turn to when they need energy.
Absolutely. And when I was doing some research, I was looking at the reviews that you have over your website, and they are so positive. How important is it for a product in this health and wellness industry to be recognized as reliable and beneficial from the moment it's released? And how do you cope with that kind of pressure?
That's a good question. You always want to create the absolute best experience for everyone who interacts with your product. Food and beverage is really hard. People have different taste preferences. People prefer different textures. People prefer all sorts of different nuances with the product that makes it really difficult to do so. I would say for us, we didn't think of it as pressure to be right from the very beginning. We needed to be right through experimentation and through iterating and improving. We admit that we have not always put out like absolutely perfect products in the world. But what we strive to do is when we release a product, we learn from customers, we see what resonates, and we work to improve our products. And we also work to release even better ones in the future. And that sort of process has allowed us to release some really great tasting things that customers have really loved. And we'll continue to try to do that. We get better at that every single day.
Brilliant. What lessons have you learned from pursuing Verb against the backdrop of New York City, do you think specifically?
So many lessons. I mean, entrepreneurship is a daily learning experience, and that's what really drew me to it in the first place, was the opportunity to learn so much. I think New York offers a really great time of perspective, of demonstrating perspective. It's an absolutely massive city with some of the most important things going on, with some of the most interesting and compelling people. And you have to recognize your place, that your actual impact may be small on the scale of a New York, but that doesn't make it less important. And it's still there. This is a world of opportunity, and you can have a positive impact in those around you. And that still is important, even with putting your problems in perspective of the scale of New York. And so for me, I think entrepreneurship has a lot of ups and downs, but being in New York City helps you take a breath, look at the amazing world around you, and put all of your problems into perspective, and also put the wins into perspective, and keep kind of a more level head approach than you might otherwise do.
Absolutely. And speaking about some of those ups and downs, from your experience as a co-founder so far, is there anything that's surprised you about this journey of creating a business?
I think every single day is a lot of surprises and learnings. I think that you have to go in with the expectation that things will not go according to plan, and that really is essential to entrepreneurship. I think a good surprise that is out there is the ability to renew and the ability to rejuvenate. Is you always have that capability. We've had some tough times where maybe something didn't work out as well as we wanted it to, but then you always have the opportunity to pick yourself back up and get back at it again. And sometimes that feels surprising the first couple of times that you do it, and you react to a setback and you move on from it and actually find greater success in the future. And so I think that that has been a surprise to learn, but now you go into it with the expectation of seeing obstacles and setbacks as an opportunity for learning, as an opportunity to get better and renew and approach the future with additional energy.
And as the co-founder, because you can keep rejuvenating, as you were saying, how do you navigate a healthy work-life balance? And do you think it's gone easier over time?
Well, the way that I always saw work from growing up is that hopefully it's a great privilege to have work that you're very passionate about. And we're very fortunate to wake up and get to choose what we do through our day to day. And that offers a lot of perspective, where hard work doesn't necessarily feel like something you don't want to do. It feels like something that you are very much driven to do. I personally love the level of work-life balance I've been able to have. I'd call it more like work-life cohesion. Kind of always be thinking about work and Verb, but be able to find inspiration and relaxation and rejuvenation throughout the other parts of life. It is busy, but you get better at managing that over time, and it helps when your product is full of caffeine, and that really helps keep you going as well.
We'll be right back. So we touched on it lightly earlier, but Verb has this great and significant presence on social media. How did you find creating this online community, and kind of how did you go about growing this presence?
For us to grow all online, I mean, that really was what drove our online growth, is developing a strong brand online. To do that was hard. You know, you have to take kind of an entrepreneurial process to that in and of itself. It's a lot of testing, trial and error, and growth. Right now, we are so fortunate to have people on the team who are carrying that to its next level and making it even better each day. And that also is another key part of Verb, is find where there are people who know a lot more about the areas that they specialize in and set them up for success within Verb. And so now I think we try to articulate as co-founders what we want the brand to stand for in general, but then also largely get out of the way of our very talented team members who can make it work in a really wonderful way.
What would you say are three words you'd use to describe Verb as a brand?
I can't say energy, since it's kind of in the name. I think welcoming, supportive, and innovative, I think, are three that I would focus on right now. There's so many that kind of come to mind, but we strive to be an energy brand that really speaks to everyone who seeks energy, not just people and doing bat flips on dirt bikes and people going to rock concerts and all that. We are for the everyday person who creates something remarkable in their day to day. The nurses who are working all night, the young parents who are juggling a job and managing and taking care of their kids, teachers getting up early in the morning to take care of all like school kids all across country. That's who our brands for, and for us, we really strive to be welcoming and inclusive to all of those folks. And so I think that's probably like the most important one. And then supportive, I would say, like, we're a brand that functionally we do support all of our customers with our products, but also we're there to cheer you on. We're there to make you know that we're behind the verbs that you're doing. We're behind the way that you use our products each and every day. And then the third one, for innovative, we try to do things differently. Like, you can text with us through a software that we built. We try to come out with new and more innovative flavors each and every month. We create new products that we test out and learn from customers on, always looking for the best way to energize customers through all sorts of new innovations as well.
Have you found those three characteristics reflected in the community that you've built as well and your clients?
Absolutely. I think that people, particularly like being welcoming and supportive, has really resonated with our customers. And that's really also who they are as people. Oftentimes, like, our customers are the ones who are being the energizers of their communities, being the people who are helping others. And we are fortunate to that a lot of our customers are first responders, nurses, doctors, and teachers who are in fundamentally supportive and caregiving roles all across country.
And I was doing some research before I came here just about yourself, and I was seeing you're currently enrolled in Columbia's Sustainability Management Masters.
Yes.
I just want to kind of touch on that. How does that degree that you're enrolled in kind of align with what you hope to bring to Verb?
Well, I always loved being in school and doing Verb at the same time, so this very much fits with what I wanted to do from a personal side of things. I think sustainability and focusing on climate and the environment is the problem of the next century and beyond. It is so central, and it impacts every other issue that you might care about as a person. And it's really important for people who aspire to be leaders of the future to understand the complexities of that problem and understand how our activities impact the environment, particularly with Verb and the food and beverage industry. That is such an important industry for impact on our planet, and finding ways where we can create new businesses and create new products that actually improve the climate and improve the environment is so important. And for me at Verb, I've been trying to figure out ways for us to improve our overarching impact across the business. And I saw this as a great opportunity to learn a lot more about how to do that at scale, both at Verb and in future career endeavors in the long run.
Do you find that there are any other kind of social issues that dictate how you run Verb?
Absolutely. I think particularly with diversity, equity, and inclusion is so essential to creating, not just of course, from a moral perspective, it's absolutely the right thing to do, but also for creating a business of the future, a business that is really welcoming and inclusive of all customers across the country and hopefully the world someday. And also creating a really talented team where everyone of all backgrounds can look at Verb and see Verb is a place where I can be really successful, where I can be at my best. Because what we want to do is we want to attract the best talent that we possibly can. And so really focusing on how we can create a positive team environment from a DEI perspective and also have a positive impact in the world through that lens is super, super key to what Verb does. And we see that as essential to the business, not as an additional component to focus on, but very essential.
Absolutely. And
with that in mind, when you're sourcing colleagues and audiences, I imagine you look beyond the parameters of New York City.
Definitely. I mean, we have a team that's spread across the country. Our primary office is in New York, but we have a few team members who are from different states who work remotely, but then come to New York on a regular basis. And that's been really great to balance that. And then from being an online brand, we really focus on customers all over the country right now. We are working on shipping internationally, and so eventually we will ship internationally. And then as we expand to retailers, we hope to go national first, and that's where we're headed.
In terms of long-term goals for Verb, but also yourself as a founder, what are some of those long-term goals that you can share?
Absolutely. Well, for Verb, I very much see us in the early innings. Like, we are at the early stages of creating a business. We're still figuring out exactly how we're going to show up in the world over the long run and the products that we're going to bring. And I hope that Verb is an energy brand that people can turn to always for the long run, and they can get a Verb product to energize themselves wherever they are in the world. And so our goal as a business is to become that one-stop shop for energy for everyone in the country, and to compete with the Red Bull, 5-Hour, and Monsters of the world. That is a big goal that we don't imagine achieving next year. It's going to be quite a while for us to work up to that, but that's what I'm really excited about for Verb. And that's my main personal goal right now, and for quite a while, and we'll see where that goes.
And I know we touched on it briefly about work-life balance, but I think another avenue of this is hustle culture, which is thriving in New York City. At least that's what it felt like for me when I came over from the UK. Do you think, due to this hustle culture and having your base in the city, you're going to be able to fulfill these long-term goals because the demand is always going to be there?
I absolutely think so. I think people will always seek ways to live a very energized, full, robust life. And we hope to offer solutions for that over the long run. I'd say, like, it is a product for people who are hustling. It is a product for people who are working hard. It's also a product for people to incorporate into their exercise, and for people who want, maybe they don't want to necessarily hustle all that much more, but they want to avoid the afternoon slump when it matters, and our product is there for it. So I'd say it is very much a growing category. It will be always important in people's lives. And that's really why we saw a great business opportunity here. And we hope that we can continue to solve that problem for the long run.
And what would you say your, first of all, your biggest challenge has been, and second of all, your biggest win?
Well, I think the biggest win is, like, the co-founders that we've been able to work with. I've been so fortunate to work with Matt and Andre, who are my closest friends in the world, and, like, really outstanding people who I learn from all the time, and some of the most talented people I've ever met. So that's my hands down biggest win. Regardless of what happens to Verb, that will have been worth it. Challenges? Oh, I mean, we have so many challenges every single day. And so it always feels like the next one. I think, like, one that is always hard to do is to really figure out how to make sure you don't lose track of the fundamentals and get the fundamentals right. I think a lot of people in entrepreneurship want to move really fast and, you know, get your product out the door really quick, raise a bunch of money, and try to build a large business. But really, at the beginning, it's so, so important to make sure you have that product market fit, that you're solving a great problem for people, that the customers are really excited about it, and learn from people so much at the beginning so that you get your fundamentals right and they stay right for the long run. And for us, a lot of our challenges have actually resulted from us deviating a bit from our fundamentals, maybe moving, like, a bit too rapidly to maybe make a change or something. And we really should always remember we are here to serve our customers, and we are here to make the best products we possibly can for them. And the customers oftentimes will really drive you towards really great decisions in the long run.
Do you think it was easier or harder to find that product market fit by being in a college campus when you first started?
We really benefited from being able to have customers all around us all the time. And we were creating products that our friends loved, and that it was really great that we could say, okay, how do we make this product perfect for athletes? And we could go to the women's crew team and be like, hey, can you try these bars and let us know what you think and how we can be better. And that was so fortunate. And for us, that really, really helped. I think it's definitely not essential to starting a business to be, like, right next to your customers. But I think it's really important to know where your customers are and be able to reach out to them to learn from them at that early point.
Do you think anything about the business would have been different if you'd started either later on in your life?
Well, to be honest, I don't think we would have started Verb had we not been in college, and if we would have waited later. And the reason is because I think that at the time of college, it was a big dream that we didn't take ourselves too seriously for. We were, like, three kids in our dorm room kitchens trying to make a product that tasted good, and we just kind of kept doing that. And then we looked back and we had built up some momentum, and we were like, you know, we might as well keep going. But in the future, when you have a, you know, responsibilities, a job, maybe family, etc., it's much much, much harder, in my opinion, to say, hey, you know what we should do is we should go get in our kitchens and make some energy bars because we have a dream for it. So I definitely think it was that perspective on risk-taking and the perspective of, like, let's give this a shot and have some fun with it that allowed us to be successful.
And so I like to conclude each episode with this question. Looking back on this experience, what is one thing you'd tell your younger self?
I think that the benefit of hindsight, I would have changed a lot of decisions, of course, and there were so many easier ways to get to a solution across everything as business. But I would say, take it in, learn from the journey, and see the journey as the real benefit of the experience and not just building towards a goal that's far off in the future. But if you can build a life and a work purpose that you find passion and enthusiasm for each and every day, that's kind of the recipe for success.
And I think that leaves us on the perfect end note. Thank you so much, Bennett, for today.
Thank you so much for it. And I'm really excited to see what comes in the future.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much to Bennett for discussing Verb Energy. And that also concludes season one of Urban Tales. Thank you so much to all of my guests for sharing their stories this season. And a big thank you to you as well for listening. And hopefully you'll be pleased to hear this won't be the last from Urban Tales. We have more planned for the new year, but until then, you can catch any missed episodes or maybe even replay your favorite at wfuvnews.org or wherever you get your podcasts.